Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I got to talk to the Guardian people, Dorm. I need them to fix me with something to put on my head or some sort of sensor so that I know where you are at all times. I thought I had a beat on you this morning. I saw when I pulled in that your truck was already here, and I look up into the studio and the lights are on, and I just see your big, brooding back. This big, strong guy sitting there. See the silhouette of one Doran Dickerson. I'm like, okay, he's not going to scare me today. Come up here, pop the head in the studio. I go.
Gone.
I go, Doranson? I come over. I look under your side of the desk over there. Okay, we're good. Whole time I'm walking down the hallway, I'm like, okay, is he going to pop up behind me? If he pops up behind me, I got him. Then I turn the corner. I can usually see if you're trying to hide in the vending machine. I got you on that one time. Oh, he's right. I could see him in the vending machine, the reflection right there. And bang, you pop out of a crevice.
Yep.
And I think the sound I made was, oh, you got me.
I contorted my body into a little crevice in the wall. And I like know exact, because I know your trend. I know what you do. And I heard you go into the studio. I heard the door open. I heard it shut. Then I heard it open again. I'm like, okay, he's going to walk down to the coffee area. And I kind of contorted my body into the little crevice of the wall. And I scared the you know what out of you.
It's even worse. Like when I know it's coming, but then I thought I had the read. No. I thought I knew. I thought you were going to come up behind me. And then I didn't hear anything. And man, I got fox ears, man.
Wait till about 7 days when I start dressing up.
I know.
And scaring you.
I know. Next Tuesday, 1 week from today.
Yes.
It's October.
Yes, it is.
And I am preparing for a long month.
It's
going to
be bad. It's bad. I have so many plans for you.
I know you do. It's terrifying to me. Give us a ring in the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Don't you love Mike Tomlin's press conference on Tuesdays? And it used to be Ben Roethlisberger on this very radio station would get out ahead of his head coach. Well, he's still doing that. He's doing it on Sunday nights with his guy Spence and this week's special guest Marquise Pouncey. And, of course, Ben had thoughts on Justin Fields.
Like we had talked about, so in the first couple weeks, Pouncey, we saw him get out of the pocket. And there was a guy running deep, and he kind of took the underneath throw, which nothing wrong. Yeah. Today, it's like there was he had Pat on the shallow, and he fit in the seam behind it. Like this is the guy that we're gonna get.
You're cool with it.
If this is the guy that we're a little bit.
Okay.
And I thought today was like, okay, if this is the guy that we're gonna get.
You're cool with it.
This might be the guy of the future.
That's a big endorsement.
Huge.
And people have rightfully pointed out on social media that Ben was complimentary of Kenny Pickett, but it's different. He just said Justin Fields could be the guy. What he said about Kenny was, he's better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two totally different things. He must not have had high expectations for Kenny Pickett. And then when Kenny Pickett was leading comeback drives against the Raiders, against the Ravens, when I was really enamored by him, and really the whole city was, Ben said, oh yeah, he's better than I think. Now he's saying Fields could be the guy. So, Doran, on a scale of 1-2 franchise quarterback, where were you before the season on if Fields could be the guy, and where are you now after this 3-game sample size?
I was like a 4 or 5 if Fields could be the guy because I didn't know if I was going to be able to see enough out of him this year. And the way that it obviously rolled out, I was like, okay, like we're going to see a decent portion of if he could be the guy. But before, like I'm like, yeah, I've seen what he could do in Chicago whenever, you know, his offensive line held up, and I would love to see what he can do under a good offensive coordinator that can get him some structure. But I was like, when am I going to actually see that?
Yeah.
Because like, I'm not gonna put any stock in a preseason. I'm not gonna do that. So like, when in the season am I going to see that? Could it be in the middle of the season when Russ gets hurt? Could it be not at all? Could it be in the beginning? And it happened to be right off the bat of the start of training camp because Russ got hurt. I didn't know whenever that was going to happen and didn't want, obviously, Russ to get hurt. But right now, I think that he's in the perfect situation. I think it's a match made in heaven between Arthur Smith and Justin Fields. Arthur Smith obviously has a chip on his shoulder because of what happened whenever he was a head coach. And the reason why he became a head coach is because he was a high-quality offensive coordinator. He is fixing Justin Fields, but at the same time, not taking away Justin Fields' strong characteristics. Those will be shown at some point. I don't know when. But what he has done with Justin Fields has totally transformed his game into playing quarterback. And that's exactly what Justin Fields needed. Now, I think that there's still a lot to be desired. His ceiling is still very high. But where I was at before was a 4. Now I'm at like a 7.5.
Yeah.
And I think as the season goes on, it's going to grow. And even if he has bad games, I don't know if that's going to deter me or push me backwards of thinking he could be the guy. I think if I had to pick right now, like if you put me like, I was like, you have to pick this guy could be the next 4 years of the starter of the Pittsburgh Steelers or you have to or not. I'm saying yes.
So more likely than not,
more likely
he'll be your quarterback 4 years from now.
For sure. I mean, you're not going to have to pay him the Dak Prescott money. Do you really want to go into the draft? Do you love this quarterback draft and where you're going to pick at right now? Where are you going to pick? You're going to pick not in the top 10. So, yeah, why not? I mean, the guy still is young. He still has so many intangibles. He still has a lot of room to grow. Give me a guy that has all those raw talents, but still has a lot of room to grow and is willing to do that. I can make him into something.
He's 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's a young player. And this is the first time, to your point, that he has had structure. I didn't really believe that he had a great chance to be the Steelers franchise quarterback coming into the year, and it had really nothing to do with him.
Right.
It had nothing to do with him. They weren't going to get him unless Kenny Pickett forced his way out. Kenny was not happy with the Russell Wilson situation. We know what reportedly happened in Seattle last year. And it was only when Kenny was like, guys, could we do something about this, that they actually went and got Justin Fields. They got Russell Wilson to be their starting quarterback this year. That's why they acquired him first. And then they talked about him being in the pole position the entire time, which I believe.
Yeah.
I don't really think it was ever actually a competition. I didn't think we'd get to see Justin Fields unless Russell Wilson got hurt. And because I didn't think they were going to give him the time of day, I thought this was a nice story, but I never really looked at him as, okay, they think he can be the franchise quarterback. Now through 3 games, it's been turned on the head. I do think there's a better chance that he's the Steelers quarterback 4 years from now than there's not. Now, some people have said, oh, pay him now. Break your policy. You don't have to do that.
No.
You can wait until the end of the year. If Justin Fields continues his ascent, if more games down the stretch look like the last game, they're not going to let him get away.
No.
They'll find a way to keep Justin Fields. It's a Baker Mayfield deal or whatever it looks like. They'll keep Justin Fields. And he's improving week by week without their best, most veteran offensive lineman, without their most explosive running back, without a wide receiver who, from a talent standpoint, is right there behind George Pickens as the highest pedigree guy you've got in Roman Wilson. That's how much I believe in him. He's been playing with one hand behind his back. Plus, you want to be a little bit more careful with him because your backup quarterback is Kyle Allen, and he didn't manage that game on Sunday. He won that football game. I don't think of game manager as 25 out of 32 for darn near 250.
No.
Like, that's
first
not,
game.
First game, managed it and managed it well. Second game, second half, they said, let's ratchet this thing back. Why not? I actually saw, dude, Tennessee, weird analogy I'm going to draw, Tennessee do that against Oklahoma this week.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee loves to score points, and they're one of the best offenses in the entire country. They watched their quarterback at Oklahoma struggle against their defense and said, we don't need to run 100 miles an hour in the second half here to win this game. We're just going to dial it back. We're not going to make mistakes, and we know we're getting out of Norman with a dub. The Steelers saw that and thought that in Denver, and it worked. Against L.A., couldn't run the ball. Let's open it up for our guy. And you just had Ben Roethlisberger say he's layering throws. He's throwing with anticipation. He looks really good. And so I feel really good about him as maybe being the Steelers franchise quarterback. And again, I feel better about it now than I did before the season. And really, it's not even close.
No, I just didn't know. I didn't know when they were going to. I don't think they knew either, like you said before, too. Like, when are you going to get that true evaluation? And it just hit them. Bang. And it's like, okay, now here we go. Let's see what we got.
And here's why I don't pay him now. Look at what's going on in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, year two, has a good second half of the season. Really good. Wins a playoff game. And it looks like the sky's the limit. He's lost his last eight starts. So while I believe in Justin Fields, I'm not tying myself to him after three games financially. But if he gives you a full season, absolutely you will.
Yes.
Absolutely you will. And maybe they'll acquire a wide receiver before the trade deadline. Doran, you brought this up off the air yesterday. I don't think Davante Adams is all that enamored with what's going on in Las Vegas.
No. After that game, I'd reach out. If they lose from now, I mean, they're having a whole quarterback situation where it's Aiden O'Connell or is it Gardner Minshew? I think Gardner Minshew is going to get another start, but they don't know what they're doing there. If they lose up until the Steelers game and they lose that game against the Steelers, I'm walking over to who's their GM now? I don't even know. Whoever their GM is and saying,
not Mike Mayock.
Not Mike Mayock. Right. And saying, what do you guys want to do? What's your plans? Because we have plans. And we'll let's make something work.
Because I do think that's the element that's missing. Just one more playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see more from Freiermuth. I'd like to see Jaylen Warren healthy and back into this thing to really see what you got. Because Jaden Daniels, last night, that's a franchise quarterback right there who goes on the road 21 out of 23, and he's throwing kill shots.
Yep.
I mean, he threw a ball. You showed me the video. You said, dude, you got to see this. Did you see this? I didn't see it. You got to see this. Throws it like 65 yards in the air. Absolute BB. End of the game. Ball in the end zone. Going for the kill. The Steelers, game by game, bit by bit, have been spoon-feeding Fields more than I feel like they gave him half the bowl of porridge against Los Angeles. All I got to see to really go, okay, it's finished. He's the guy for the next however long. Give me 300 yards passing. Give me three touchdowns. And I think he can. He's done it in the past. And what he's also shown us is all the knocks on him in Chicago, if we didn't know about that, all we'd be talking about, great decision maker, isn't taking a ton of bad sacks, accurate, processes, is athletic. Forget about what he did in Chicago. He's not the same guy by a long shot right now. And if you don't buy it from us, how about when Ben says it? That should matter. That guy knows what franchise QB play looks like. And Ben's always struck me as kind of a jealous guy. Like, I don't think he would want to say, oh, he's the next one. He kind of says he's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you feeling about Justin Fields now versus how you were feeling on him coming into the season, i.e. being a franchise quarterback? 412-928-9370. We want to hear from you. Ben Roethlisberger says Justin Fields could be the guy for the Steelers. Not just now, not just in place of Russell Wilson, but he says he could be the franchise guy. And then we didn't play this from Ben's podcast, but Marquise Pouncey kept jumping in and saying things that make me think he hasn't been watching the Steelers very much. Now, Spence didn't jump in, but a lot of Pouncey jumping in. Doran says he's at about a 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 on if Justin Fields is going to be the guy for the Steelers. I don't think I put a number on it. I'll go 6. I feel more confident now than I have at any other point, and it's hard not to. Three straight games of over 90 quarterback rating, three straight wins for Justin Fields, and finally in game number 3, he seemed like the catalyst for the Steelers and their offense. How do you feel about the Steelers signal caller? Do you think he can be the franchise quarterback? 412-928-9370. Zach in Johnstown first up. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're good, ma'am.
Calling to talk about Justin Fields. One thing that I don't know if we're talking about a lot, is that last drive of the game, when they took that almost 5 minutes off the clock to end the game, I think that was huge. Just shows you his maturity for a young quarterback.
Well, most of that came on the ground. The drive that showed me the maturity, Doran, was Chargers take the 7-0 lead. Steelers get the ball back after three straight three and outs, go down the field, score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You had the third down completion to George Pickens early on in that drive, and then things started going. Like, this is a team that we talked about. They got one way to win. You don't want to fall behind. Okay, 7-0. Boop, 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 boop. First good drive of the game. The other three were mud. That, to me, is maturity. That, to me, is franchise quarterback stuff. Oh, okay, Justin Herbert, you're going to go down the field. You're going to score in the number one defense, or I guess number two defense at that point. We're going to go down the field. We're going to score in the number one defense. That, to me, was maturity.
There wasn't really one single moment. Like, we could say, you know, okay, the pass to Freiermuth, you could say, you know, the pass to Calvin Austin, you could say that drive. The thing that showed me in that game why he is maturing as a quarterback is that there's been so many times throughout his career where he would bail on throws and use his legs, and he had, what, six yards rushing. Whenever he was a young player, if something wasn't open his first read, he would just pull it down and run. He didn't do that. He hasn't done that, really. He's used his backside of the backfield. He would look at his first read, and then second read, go right to the back, and bang, it's like out. He used to hitch and used to get all, like, you know, worrisome in the pocket and then throw an errant throw. Now he knows he's very decisive of where he wants to go with the football, and the last resort is to use his legs, and he hasn't even used the last resort, especially in the last game he didn't do that. That is maturing as a quarterback, in my opinion.
I'm with you. In another moment, the moment that I thought you were going to say, and I'm happy you didn't, because now we're covering all these angles here. He throws the goofy interception, right? And Steelers defense goes out, does a great job, 3-and-out. And, oh, by the by, Justin Herbert, you're out. You're hurt. Sorry, Landon Roberts sends his regards. He throws an interception. Next drive, gets the ball back. 12 plays, 73 yards, 6:26 off the clock. Hey, he seems unflappable. He completed how many passes on that drive? I'm counting now live on the air, Dorn, which is always good. Completed 4 passes on that drive to get them into field goal range. Didn't throw an incompletion on that drive. Tomlin has referenced it. Other players have referenced it. He's just calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not getting overly emotional. He's not getting too high when things are going well. He's not going in the tank when things go bad. This is a player who in Chicago would put up lots of points and still lose games. So I'm sure it's easy to get high. I'm sure it's easy to get down, too. Haven't seen any of that at all.
Very poised, very calm. Mm-hmm. It's like he's on a mission. I mean, you just look in his eyes. I mean, every single play he gets up and he just has the same look. He's on a mission to prove what his worth is, and he has done that thus far. He's had a great supporting cast, and I think that even – I don't think that this is said, has been said. I think that having Mike Sullivan – you know, that sounds crazy. Mike Sullivan being that senior, consultant, I guess, having that one-on-one with him and Tom Arthur, and the new coach, but also having so many resources outside of Arthur Smith has helped him. You know, he has that one-on-one just back and forth with knowing what to do and learning how to play this position the right way. So they have done a great job of reforming and transforming his game into playing the quarterback position the right way in the quality way.
Real quick, too, because we talked to Caboli yesterday, and Caboli said it didn't look good in training camp. It didn't look good for sure in mini camp and OTAs. And, I mean, he's got a completion percentage of 73? Justin Fields? Yeah, you're right. The staff deserves a ton of credit for helping him out. And I do wonder, I really do, what's his relationship like with Russell Wilson? Like, is he getting guidance from a guy who's won a Super Bowl before?
I don't think so.
I wonder if there'll be a book one day about the blocking sled and what could have been Russell Wilson's final chance in the NFL.
For sure.
And I'd like to know what Justin Fields would say, like, years later about their relationship now.
It's kind of hard, though. Like, man, like, you know, as a veteran, like, you want to give knowledge, but you also want to protect yourself too. Like, it's a fine line. It really is. Like, I never faulted any veterans for not helping.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their job's on the line too.
Like, if Dan Moore's not telling Broderick Jones, hey, here's how you pick up the, yeah, it makes sense.
I'm not going to give you ammo to take my job.
Yeah. And real quick too on Russ, I know we're talking about Justin Fields, the franchise quarterback. If Russ were pissed, and I know Jeff Hathorn joined us earlier and said, you know, he thinks that Russ is going to be a good teammate and public facing. He's going to say all the right things. If Russell Wilson, the next time he talked, said, man, this sucks, I wouldn't blame him for that either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's human nature. That's life. That's reality. I think you're probably right on his leadership of one Justin Fields, because that is human nature. If he is, though, good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I'm sure he gives tidbits, but not like, hey, like, let's go watch film together.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Nah. Zach in the car, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell me. You tell us. Hello.
Hey, got some thoughts here. One, Justin Fields looks great. So much so that I think Russ is expendable, and I'm going to throw something by you. So, I'm looking at three-team trade, win, win, win. Russ in a fourth to Miami. Miami throws a second to the Raiders. We get Devontae Adams back. You let me know what you think.
Yeah, sure. If Russ causes a stink. If he's going to be a good soldier, I want a good backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to believe in this team. Like, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not there yet. I'm going to go over my skis. I had them at 9 wins. I could see them winning 10 or 11 games, being a playoff team. And I do think the division's more up for grabs than before. And because of that, yeah, I'd like Russ. Now, you can make the same argument, but flip it. Like, if you want to be a 12-win team, maybe you need a Devontae Adams. So I can see that both ways. That's not sexy talk radio, but honestly, I'm okay with whatever happens. If you got a great backup quarterback, got a great backup quarterback. I still think Russ can win in this league. I'm big on Russ.
Me too.
But I can't give him the job.
Not now.
No.
No.
Is today going to be the day where Tomlin puts a stamp on this thing?
No.
I don't think so either.
Nope.
I think he's going to come out. And he's going to say...
He's going to be pissed if anybody asks him the question, because he already said that he was mad last week.
He's going to be... Dude, he is going to be...
He's going to be mad.
And God bless Brooke Pryor. This is not me taking a shot at Brooke. I think Brooke does a wonderful job. I want the first quarterback question to come from somebody not named Brooke, because then we might actually get something. And again, that's through no fault of her own. I don't know what the hell's going on there, but he goes right after Brooke Pryor.
Crushes her.
Every time. It's either a one-word answer or he'll say stuff about hot dogs. Which is really weird. I think it's going to be a lot like last week, though. Yeah, we're not expected Russ to practice in full on Wednesday. And
I'm not interested in that.
And I'm not interested.
I'm not interested in the speculation.
Yeah. What kind of food is he going to reference this week? You know, a fajita's always steaming.
What's the food?
You don't want to get burned by a fajita plate.
We're not gonna eat our dinner at St. Elmo's. We're going to eat it at home. Something like that.
Basically saying we're going to keep all this in-house.
Yeah.
We're going to get a home-cooked meal. I mean, we're going to keep all things inside. We're not going out for dinner. So stupid. All right, coming up next, we're going to go around the NFL. There's 8 million storylines. I don't even know if we're going to have enough time to get to all of them, but we're sure as hell going to try. That's next. First, though, you can text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Give us a ring on that fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Oh, we're going around the NFL, brought to us by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. We do it every day. We do it a little bit more on Tuesdays after the week is finished up. Monday night football doubleheader last night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I'd like it, but I'm really happy we had to, because the second game was great. The first game, clunker.
Blowout.
I mean, that thing was over before it started.
Quick.
If I'm a Bills fan and I wasn't at the game, I'd turn that thing off at halftime and have no issue with it.
Mm-mm.
Just go to bed early, get my work week going. That game was never in doubt.
That was like a practice.
Josh Allen, pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good. Joe Brady, good offensive coordinator.
Very good.
Won a national championship at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a head coach soon, I think.
Yes.
But he seems to have helped Justin Fields, Josh Allen, and you do want to give the quarterback credit, seems to have helped him stay within himself. Allen's always been turnover prone. Spectacular, probably second only to Patrick Mahomes in the NFL in terms of quarterbacks. But, I mean, if he's not going to turn it over, that's going to be a tough team to beat. And I hope that continues this week, because they're taking on the Baltimore Ravens. A lot to get to here. We got to stop and pause for this one, because this made me laugh out loud this morning, Doran. Deshaun Watson's EPA per dropback. So that's a statistic that the definition would be expected points added per dropback. So it measures the quality of every snap for a player. I don't really know beyond that. Mm. And see you making a face. I could tell you all about FIP again. We want to do FIP?
Nope.
His EPA per dropback in weeks 1 through 3 is the worst for any Browns quarterback to start a season since the year 2000.
No way. Tim Couch.
I'm just going to go through these. You got one.
Wait. You're going to go through all of them?
I was going to do it real quick. Do you want to play a guessing game?
Yeah.
Okay. You got one already.
Okay.
And Deshaun Watson, before you start naming all these absolute, like, not good players, Deshaun Watson worse through 3 games than any of them.
Any of them.
Any
That's
of them.
Crazy.
And actually, so
Johnny Manziel?
Yep.
No way. He's worse than Johnny Manziel?
Yep. So Deshaun Watson, 23rd out of 23. He was also 21st on this list. last year. So Deshaun Watson's first three games last year, worse in terms of EPA per drop back than a bunch of these guys. Okay. So you got Couch, you got Johnny Manziel.
Oh, man. Thad Lewis. Is he on the list?
He's not.
Man. Oh, man, I'm going to be bad at this. Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon exists on the list, yeah, 17th. Yeah. Jeff Garcia on there.
Yes.
Charlie Fry. Kelly Holcomb. Josh McCown.
Oh, man.
Derek Anderson.
Oh, man.
The best start that a Browns quarterback had in a season, at least according to this bizarre EPA metric.
Case Keenum.
No, I like that guess, though. Brian Hoyer.
Okay.
Back in 2014. Had him out to a 6-2 start, did Brian Hoyer, and then,
where's Baker?
Wheels fell off. Baker Mayfield was fifth on the list. Fifth best start for a Browns quarterback since the year 2000.
Deshaun Watson is last.
Think about where the Steelers are at quarterback, man. And I was thinking about this after watching Trevor Lawrence last night. Wouldn't you rather have Justin Fields for 3.2 and still not know?
Yes.
Than have Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
I don't even know if it's debatable.
No, you're going to be hamstrung. You can't pay everybody. You got to pay him.
I don't just think he's been disappointing. I think he might just not be good. Like, he's 0 for his last 8. They've lost their last 8 games where he's been the starting quarterback.
And it's not like Doug Peterson, hasn't, worked with quarterbacks before.
Yeah, I think Doug Peterson's a good coach.
So do I. I mean, Carson Wentz and Foles, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you have him? Those
two? Won a darn Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
Two of those guys.
Had Carson Wentz as an MVP before he got hurt. And what has Carson Wentz turned into? I mean, sometimes you get married to these starting quarterbacks and you realize, Deshaun Watts, I'll take the Steelers, obviously the Steelers quarterback situation over that. I'd take him over Trevor Lawrence, take him over Daniel Jones and paying him. Like, there's a lot of bad quarterback situations in the league. And coming into the year, you might have argued the Steelers had one, but I would argue the exact opposite right now.
Like, would you take Justin Fields over Dak right now? That contract?
You know what, Doran? I think I would, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've watched darn near every snap Dak's taken this year. He's fine. He's not great.
Not $60 million.
No. No, that was... That'll go down as one of my worst takes. As Justin Fields continues to just... sink his tuchus into the Steelers starting quarterback spot with every passing week, and Dak just 1-2, and the only win is against the Browns, and they stink. Yeah, I think I would. I think I would take what the Steelers have a quarterback right now over being married to that guy for $65 million.
Oh, my God.
We could probably do this more long form, too. You know what? We're throwing out the rundown.
Yeah.
When we come back in the next football segment, we're going to look at other quarterback situations and whether or not we take the Steelers over that. We'd like you to vote on the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll as well. That's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Steelers will win the AFC North? And right now, 58% of people, they're sipping on that Kool-Aid. They're saying yes. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Ben Roethlisberger says Justin Fields could be the guy for the Steelers moving forward. So that we've been comparing the Steelers quarterback situation to those around the NFL. What a difference 3 weeks makes. And Doran said, Crowley, would you take Justin Fields in that situation, the contract, all of it, over Dak Prescott? And I admit defeat on my Dak Prescott take. I mean, I watch him this weekend. $65 million for what? For what?
Nothing.
For what? He's fine.
Yeah, he's a guy.
But you don't want to, I don't want to go to Marshall's and wind up paying the same that I pay at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they got there. They got a Marshall's quarterback for Saks Fifth Avenue pricing. All right, how about Baker in Tampa?
No.
No what?
I like that situation better.
I agree. I couldn't remember how I phrased the question. How about Kirk Cousins and who's the backup? They drafted him.
Penix.
Thank you. Michael Penix in Atlanta.
I think that might be even, but like I would give the edge to Fields because of the money.
Yeah, I think it's similar what the Steelers have, but in reverse, except the Steelers are paying neither quarterback.
Right.
The Falcons are paying their old guy lots of money. The Steelers are paying their old guy $1.2 million. I mean, Justin Fields is a better player than kid they got going in Carolina. I mean, if you get benched for for Andy Dalton, it's not good.
No.
Bryce Young, I saw him signing autographs. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I feel bad.
Oh, man, what a nice young guy, and he got ruined by Carolina.
Yep.
I don't know how you go back. Deontay Johnson caught a touchdown.
I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, San Francisco, good situation. Rams, good quarterback. Cardinals. Kyler's playing good ball.
Yeah.
But you're also paying him.
And Call of Duty's coming out, so I don't know.
He could go in the tank.
Right.
I don't think Justin Fields plays video games, Doran. I'm sure he does.
He probably does, but not like Kyler.
His thing in Chicago was like, he was always a tough worker, hard worker. Like, Justin Fields, his work ethic's never been a question. Really, the further removed from that you get, I wonder how many, depending on how many games Chicago starts to lose and how many games Justin Fields wins, I do wonder when that conversation starts up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd take Justin Fields, knowing you're, if he plays well, going to have to pay him at the end of the year. I think I'd take that over what they got going on in Indianapolis.
Yes.
I still don't know about Richardson,
mm-hmm.
but I think you're starting to see some stuff with Justin Fields.
What about Jared Goff? That's a tough one. That is a very tough one for me.
I think I'd take their situation. Like, Goff has shown that with the right pieces, he can win. Justin Fields is showing that with the right pieces, he can win, but he ain't gone to a Super Bowl. He ain't gone and been on the precipice of winning an NFC championship. So I think if it's a tie, it goes to the guy who's achieved more in the right spot. Although, hey, if Justin Fields played there, who knows? It's a weird thing to say about Detroit. Did you hear? I just read this yesterday. Dan Campbell had to move. His address was public. People came to his house, threatened his daughter and his daughter's boyfriend after the NFC Championship last year.
What?
People, get your together.
Because they lost?
Because they lost.
Oh, that's insane.
They're the Lions.
It's the most hope that somebody's brought the Lions in 50 years.
I'd say act like you've been there before, but you ain't. Although you've lost games. I guess losing a Thanksgiving game to Dallas ain't quite the same as the NFC Championship. Look, we take sports very seriously. We just had the backyard brawl. You know what we did? We came together afterwards. And we talked about fun football.
Yep.
And I cried. All right, enough football segment. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 75 degrees, low is 64, 65% chance of rain.